91.1 WHFC, you're on the Owl's Nest, Hartford Community College's official podcast, keeping you clued in to things going on in and around the campus. And who do I have here on the Owl's Nest? Why, that's a great gentleman. I love having this guy on here because he is a font of information. I have Adam Fornwalt, manager for sports information and game operations, and we're going to talk some sports today, some HCC athletics. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, Matt. It's always great to be speaking with you. Been a lot going on since last time we talked, so let's get right to it.
Yeah, let's get into it, man. So to talk to me, we're in the spring semester.
Yeah.
And wow, you know, it's the time is just going by.
I know.
Let's catch up a little bit, if you don't mind. Talk to me about baseball. You told me before the interview, we're 4-1 to start the year, right?
Yeah, 4-1.
Wow.
We obviously, right now, it's a little bit too cold to be playing baseball here, but we went down south, the Hartford baseball team did, and picked up two monster wins over Florence Darlington, Flodar, as they like to be called.
All right.
They are the defending district champions last year and went on to the national tournament last year. So to get two wins over that team, they were nationally ranked to start the season. That's a big accomplishment for Hartford baseball. And then in the third game, we took on Catawba Valley, which is another team down in South Carolina. They are a strong Division II team out of the NJCAA, and they beat them as well. So three big wins down south. And then just the other day, I believe it was Wednesday, we went down to Virginia Beach and took on Bryant and Stratton, Virginia, and split with them. So it's been a very, very good start to the season. I know Coach Hauser is very proud of the team and how they've looked so far. We kind of spoke a little bit earlier in the year, just a really good balance of returners with newcomers. And they're really excited with how this team's looking.
That is fantastic.
Yeah.
We got some really talented young men and women here on these teams, Adam. I mean, just some fantastic HCC young athletes. And you were telling me also women's lacrosse number one in the NJCAA preseason poll.
Yes. So a little bit of a strange tale, I guess you could say, for them. So 2 years ago, almost three now, so it'd be like two and a half, the women's team won the national championship. It was in 2019. It was my first year here at Hartford.
Same, yeah.
And I started in August 18, and the end of my season was their national championship. That was the last day of the year for me. It's a pretty cool accomplishment. And then it kind of went dark, obviously, as they were looking to repeat in 2020. We went on a trip to Florida in February 2020. They played a game in March, early March 2020, and then about a week later, the world shut down. So,
trust me, we were both there, man.
We saw it. Very strange. I think we even had a time set up to talk before that. It never happened. So very strange, and they played a game in their defending season, and everything stopped. Last year, we had a team, we were ready to go. And that would have been 2021, and no one else had a team. So that season didn't happen. So they've been off the grid for about 2 years here. They've been practicing a good amount over those last 2 years, obviously not during the strong part of the pandemic, but when we returned during 2020, that fall, and then they practiced again in 2021 and just never had anybody to really play. So they've been playing themselves for 2 years, and they're finally ready to kind of take on somebody else. And they were ranked number one. So we're really excited about that. It's pretty much a brand new team. There's one player that returns from the 2020 roster. There's a couple players that return from the year that didn't happen in 2021. And then there's some fresh faces as well. A cool note about that team, we actually have a player who is the sister of a girl who played here back in, I want to say, 2017-18. So she's here now. Her sister was here a couple years ago. And so that's really, really cool. And so it's a really exciting team. I keep saying really, really. I'm thrilled to have it back. I'm thrilled that the women's lacrosse team is back. They're led again by head coach Nikki Murphy, one of the nicest people you ever meet, and a great coach as well. And we're really excited.
Well, that's great to hear because, and I'm seeing it here at WHFC, we now have Steele Feltz as one of our interns and his brother Stone, which, by the way, Stone Feltz is actually now working at 105.7 the Fan.
We're very proud of him.
We're very proud of him working in radio. You know, his stepping stones were here in WHFC.
Yeah.
But, you know, and you're seeing it too. You're seeing multiple generations, you know, of family come to HCC and be students and athletes.
Well, and that's one of the great things about a community college is you have that local, that community that is around you. And if you go to a place and they treat you well, you'll see more people coming down the line from that. And people remember that. Like you said, Stone's one of them. We're thankful to have him. And we've seen plenty of brothers, sisters, cousins all come together. We had one of the Ripkins play soccer for us 1 year.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So, I didn't know about that.
Yeah. We had one of the Ripkins play my first year here in 2018. So, yeah, it's definitely a local thing. And, you know, that's one of the great things about Hartford. You know, we do have international students play for us. We have people from out of the county, out of the state. You know, this is a place for everyone. It's not just for Hartford County people, but we love our Hartford County folk. And we love having the brothers and sisters, and it helps you keep up with everyone as well.
Sounds like we've been honing and crafting those skills. You know, these young athletes, you know, they've been pacing the cage.
Definitely.
You know, lions ready to pounce. I'm serious. It sounds like they're really pouncing because they're chewing bubble gum and never mind. Mm-hmm, you know, they are definitely, you know, taking it to these other teams.
Yep.
And speaking of men's lacrosse, number two.
Yes, number two.
Yeah.
Yeah. And last year they were just a couple seconds away from taking the national championship. Fell just a bit short in double overtime, but it's going to be really exciting for them as well. One of their big rivals comes back in Onondaga, and that's our home opener on the 26th. That'll be here at, I believe, noon or 1 o'clock, one of the two. And if you can't make it, you can catch it on our website at hartfordathletics.com/watch. There'll be live stats for that as well. But if you can get here. It's going to be a hot ticket. Everybody's going to want to watch this one. Two top five teams ranked. The end of the year, Hartford plays Nassau, which will be a rematch of the national championship game. So it's really, really exciting for them after all they accomplished last year. And I think that they're going to be just as good, if not better, this year. Coach Aaron Verardi is back. We have the reigning conference player of the year on offense back in Kaden Onagi. And we have a lot of talent returning as well. Taz Delaney, Chris Greenstein from 2 years ago. And just a bunch of guys that are really, really ready to step up and get it done and win a national championship.
This is going to be great.
Yeah.
This is a big game.
Oh, yeah. Big game, big season. It's huge. It's very exciting. We have a lot of hope in our spring teams. A lot of hope.
You know, this is something that I don't know if I've asked you this before, but how can the public get involved with HCC Sports? How can they show? Is there any sponsorships that are available? I mean, how does the public show support for HCC Athletics?
Yeah, that's a great question, Matt. Obviously, we're always looking for, or always grateful for, I should say, donations.
Okay.
You can donate to the program. There's ways that you can go about doing that. If you check out our website, hartfordathletics.com, there's a donation link. You can check that out. We're going to have some Give Campus campaigns coming up as well. We're hoping in the next month or so that you can, you know, let's say you're a big fan of women's soccer and you want to support Hartford women's soccer, you can support them directly and give to them specifically. Or if you just want to, like I said, give to the campus or give to the Hartford Athletics specifically, hartfordathletics.com is the place to go. And if you have any questions or anything, you can contact our athletic director, Ed Leisch, E-L-I-E-S-C-H, at hartford.edu. He'll be able to guide you if you're looking for more of a sponsorship type thing. We're wide open. We don't really have a whole lot of sponsorships right now. That's something that we're working on that we're hoping to add to in the near future. But we've got plenty of opportunities to sponsor Hartford, sponsor the Fighting Owls, and we're hoping to bring some people on board. I think one of the coolest opportunities that I'm hoping we can get more of is getting some sponsorships on our fields.
Okay.
The sports complex, our very nice Hartford Stadium, which has our soccer and lacrosse teams, our softball field.
It's a great stadium.
And, of course, the baseball field as well. We have a giant big blue wall that we'd love to have your sponsor on, so that'd be really cool. Yeah, we're always looking for sponsors, and you know, you will be welcomed and appreciated, and I know our athletes will appreciate it as well.
Absolutely. So that's the place to go if you want to sponsor some HCC athletes. mother learning and growing and making us proud. Won't you please support your local college? And speaking of WHFC and HCC Athletics, we're going to be doing some live sports simulcasts yes. with you guys pretty soon, come March the 1st, right?
Yeah, yeah. Hartford baseball for the first time, I think maybe ever. I know we used to do basketball games, but
right.
I think baseball, this will be the first time ever we're going to be doing some games on the radio. So we're really excited about that.
Me too.
We'll be either listening to myself or Stone Feltz or Evan John or Seth Chasen. One of those four will be broadcasting those games out to the public right here on WHFC. We're really, really excited about that. And it's going to be something I think we'll be able to take and run with. We've already provided the live stream and things like that. I personally love baseball on the radio. I'm old school. I'm a big Phillies fan, so I listen to a lot of Phillies games on the radio, listen to Orioles games on the radio. And it's exciting to have our campus station involved in this. And we are super thrilled to be back with you guys.
Same.
I feel like you and I have been doing our thing, but it's really, you know, taking this step to the next level.
Right, right.
And we've got some great equipment coming in for that, and we're going to definitely hopefully hit the ground running on March 1st.
I can't wait for it. Starting March 1st, WHFC and HCC Athletics, we're partnering up to bring you some live sports, man.
Yeah.
It's going to be some live baseball.
We love sports. We love sports here, and it's exciting. I love baseball. Just feels like spring, doesn't it?
It does.
It makes me feel like spring is here. And
it is. It's synonymous with spring.
Yeah. You know, basketball season flew by crazy. Yeah. But baseball is right around the corner, March 1st. So
can't wait. I can't wait. And, you know, I did want to talk and touch on basketball.
Yeah.
Region 20 tournament next week in Allegheny, right?
Hagerstown. I thought it was Allegheny. Allegheny is one of the teams that we're going to be playing. We actually played them last night, but it is at Hagerstown. I had my facts a little bit crossed up there. So
okay. It's
at Hagerstown. We will either be playing on both the 26th and the 27th or just the 27th. We are waiting the seeding. So there's four teams in Region 20. It's ourselves, Hagerstown, Allegheny, and Baltimore City. Baltimore City does not have a team, so that leaves three teams. So one team gets a bye. So we're waiting to find out. We all kind of beat each other this year, so we're going to kind of wait and see who gets what, and that'll kind of determine a lot of things. We've had a very good season this year for the men's side. We're looking forward to improving things on the women's side for next year, but they won six games this year, and they've got two more games left on their schedule. So things are heading in the right direction. Coach Jellinjoy has really done a great job this year improving the team and bringing in some great players. They're pretty much locked in to finish 500. So it's very exciting. Very exciting. And they are doing well. They've won a lot of midseason awards, had some players of the month for different things. And it's been a good year for them.
Sounds like.
Yeah.
What was the most recent player of the month?
So, man, I'd have to go back and look. I know that we have two guys. I'll just say it this way. We have two guys that have really had standout years this year. One of them is Ricardo Ross. He's a guard from the Alexandria, Virginia area.
Okay.
Really talented player. Very exciting to watch. Just kind of floats up and down the court. Has great IQ for the game on offense. Really knows how to get his shot. Great dunker. Really just moves well. He's top five in the conference in steals as well. And then our other player that's done really well this year is Chandler Johnson, another guard from the Baltimore, Maryland area. Unbelievable basketball IQ, tough as nails,
can really
get his own shot in the paint, good shooter. He had double-double last night with points and assists, so a great facilitator as well.
Oh, wow.
So he's been, those two have really kind of been our 1A and 1B this year. So they've been the standouts. We've got some other great players as well. Unfortunately, like I said, we're out of home games, but you do have two more chances to watch them if you'd like. Guaranteed, one would be at Chesapeake on Monday, and they'll take the trip down there. It's about an hour and a half from Hartford, or the Region 20 tournament. We're guaranteed at least one game in that. If we have to play in two for the two or the three seed, then we could potentially play the following day as well. That's in Hagerstown. It's about a two-hour ride. So not too bad. You can come out and still check it out if you want. Chesapeake will live stream as well, and we'll have the link up on our website.
Adam, I love talking to you, man. You always have so much information about HCC athletics.
Yeah.
And it's, you got, you just, you're awesome, man. I love it whenever we get you on to the Owl's Nest. So what, before we break, just let me ask, you know, what's the big goal this year for HCC athletics?
Well, you know, I think honestly, it is to continue to build our program. And something that we always talk about is that we are a two-year program with four-year expectations.
Okay.
Meaning there's a certain stigma about junior colleges that, oh, it's just your local school.
Right, and, right.
You know, blah, 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 blah. You know, we have four-year facilities. We have a four-year mindset. We have four-year equipment. You know, we want to be the best that we can be and shake that JUCO stigma, so to speak. There's nothing wrong with being a junior college. We love being a junior college.
Yeah.
There's benefits to having a junior college.
Sure, yeah.
And going to one. And we want, as an athletic department, though, to be a step above. That when people come here, people know that this is a place to be, but it's also a place that's going to get you where you want to go. Because we know, you know, that we're not the be-all, end-all. This isn't a four-year. You can't get your bachelor's from here, but you can get your associate's from here. You can set yourself up for success here. You can set yourself up for a career here. And
absolutely.
You know, that's just on the academic side, on the athletic side. We have beautiful facilities. We have great coaches. We have great faculty and staff that are here to help. And so I would say from that, you know, just growing kind of like we talked about from a sponsorship standpoint, from a scholarship standpoint, you know, continuing to support our athletes, giving them the opportunity to come here. A lot of athletes, not all of the athletes, but I would say a lot of the athletes that come here are looking for a second chance. Maybe they've gone to a Towson or a Loyola, Salisbury, Frostburg, whatever, and, you know, it didn't work out for them. And they want to come here and kind of get themselves straight and go back out and find themselves a new home. You know, that's what we're here to do. And a lot of these athletes need these scholarships, need the support of the community. So,
right.
You know, we're hoping to continue to raise funds, to build a better athletic program, to better ourselves. And, you know, obviously the ultimate goal at the end of the day is to win. But I would say the second goal is to support our community as well. And in order for us to ask for funds to help us, we have to go out and support the community as well. And I think we've been doing a really, really good job of that. We've had two really great nights for basketball games. We had a youth night that went very well. And last night we had community night. We had a lot of groups come out and support our teams and our team, all of our athletes, regardless of what team, go out and do community service. Men's lacrosse is really big in that right now. I couldn't even begin to tell you how many events and things that they go to every year and just help and support and build things and move things and just accomplish so much for the community. And we want to continue to do that. And in order for us to continue to do that, you have to help us too. So, you know, we would really appreciate that. And I guess that's one of our goals, just to keep raising funds and to keep building a better program moving forward. But obviously, you know, we want to do our part as well. So if there's opportunities that we can help you all with as a community, you can always reach out to myself. You can reach out to Ed. You can reach out to our new associate AD, Patty Medina. And we'd be happy to help with what you need. So we're always looking for opportunities to help. And we look forward to working with you all in the community to help us.
Beautifully said, Adam. Couldn't have said it any better. If you want to support HCC Athletics, what are you waiting for?
That's right.
Come see a game.
That's right. HartfordAthletics.com has everything that you need. Scores, schedules, games, recaps, photos. Got all the links for stats and video. And if you can't find it, email me and I'll get it for you. So do my very best. Matt, it's great talking to you as always. I'm going to interview you one of these days.
Okay. All right. All right. I'll be on the other side.
I'm always on the other side of the window. I might have to switch it up with you, see if I'm rusty. So
anytime.
You'll be hearing me on WHFC very soon for some of these baseball games. I'll get on at least one or two. I have other responsibilities, but I'll sneak my way onto a couple. So,
well, I'm going to hold you to that.
All right. You do that.
His name is Adam Fornwald, manager for sports information and game operations here at Harford Community College in our athletics department. Come see a game. Come support HCC Athletics, won't you please? And from the sounds of it, Adam, you guys are, from all of these wins, you guys are definitely growing this program and making it the best it can be.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we didn't even get to talk about, you know, tennis, softball, all of that. So we're loaded up. We've got whatever you want to watch this spring. We've got all the sports. So come out, support us, support athletics, support the college, and we'll find a seat for you.
Adam, thanks, man.
Thank you.
You've been on the Owl's Nest, Harford Community College's official podcast, keeping you in the know about things going on in and around Harford Community College. I'm Matt Terry with WHFC, and we'll see you next time.